When he was developing his trade in Paris, Halsman studied the work of other artists and photographers. He was especially interested in the surrealists, from whom he learned to make images that surprised his viewers. Halsman's interest in surrealism also led to his friendship with the Spanish artist Salvador Dali. Halsman met Dali while on assignment in 1941, and over the next 30 years, they worked together on many projects, including a series of photographs that captured the disturbing, dreamlike irrationality of Dali's painting. In 1954, he published Dali's Mustache, which included 30 images of the painter. Their best-known production was Dali Atomicus, in which the artist, his canvas, furniture, cats, and water all appear suspended in air. In addition to a liking for surprising imagery, Halsman also shared with many of the surrealists an interest in psychology, especially where it dealt with the deep and hidden parts of human personality. Over the course of his career, he enjoyed comparing his work to that of a good psychologist. In 1952, Halsman put his technique to work when life sent him to Hollywood to photograph Marilyn Monroe. He asked Monroe to stand in a corner and placed his camera directly in front of her. Later, he commented that she looked as if she had been pushed into the corner with no way to escape. Then Halsman, his assistant, and Life's reporter competed for Monroe's attention. According to Halsman, she smiled, flirted, giggled with delight. During the hour I kept her cornered, she enjoyed herself royally, and I took between 40 and 50 pictures. Halsman's best-known technique was discovered when he was doing photos of TV comedians for NBC. He noticed that comics often jumped during the photo sessions and always stayed in character. He decided to use jumping as a means to bring out the natural character of other subjects as well. He first began to ask others to jump for his camera when making an official family photograph of the Ford family. After a long, tiring session with 9 uncomfortable adults and 11 restless children, Halsman asked the elderly and very formal Mrs. Edsel Ford, "May I take a picture of you jumping?" The shocked Mrs. Ford replied, "You want me to jump with my high heels?" Next, her daughter-in-law, Mrs. Henry Ford II, requested a turn. The jump pictures turned out quite charming, and over the next few years, Halsman asked many of his subjects to jump. Most people realized they had nothing to lose, including the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, and American Vice President Richard Nixon, who jumped for Halsman in the White House. Halsman said that the jumps revealed character that was otherwise hidden. When you ask a person to jump, his attention is mostly directed toward the act of jumping, and the mask falls so that the real person appears. Halsman also pursued this project to discover something about himself. "Often," he said, "before approaching the person, my heart would beat, and I would have to fight down all my inhibitions in order to address this request to my subject. At every time when the subject agreed to jump, it was for me like a kind of victory." In 1959, he published Philip Halsman's Jump Book, which included over 200 images of the great and famous Jumping for Him.